Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Have we reached a point where the Houston Texans are 2-9? They just lost to the J-E-T-S Jets. I mean, no business. They're a 14-3 in this game. And then in the second half, the offense might as well just walked out there blindfolded because I think they could have done better than what they did. Are we to a point now where, hey, man, Clint, somebody got to sit down. Hey, Tyrod, man, we thank you for everything you've done, man. You've done your job. But this is, boys to men would say, this is the end of the road for you. This is it, baby. This is it. Sean. That's right. Sean, Nate. This is it. Go ahead. Jump in there, Tyler. You ready? Anyway, this is in the row. Is it that?
My bad, Chief. I was on that right there.
Boy. We lost you. Come right on, there. Should that be the conversation? Should that be the conversation? It's time to see a second stint of Davis Mills, because where we are, we're 2-9. I mean, winning is not the priority, and maybe it's time for Davis Mills. Have we reached that point in your opinion?
I definitely think we've reached that point. Here's the deal, though. I think David Culley. Love or hate what David Culley's doing here, I think he's made it loud and clear there's standards and there's practices. And ultimately what that means is you as a player, you got to do what the coach asks you to do. And I don't think it's a conversation. I don't think it needs to be a conversation. I think if we're treating everybody equal, I think you just simply say, hey, here's the deal. Davis Mills is a starter moving forward. And everybody needs to act accordingly. It's all about the team. It's all about team first. And it's the same message that they've been preaching from Jump Street, and you go with the young quarterback. I do believe it's time. I think it makes sense. I don't know why you would continue with a veteran quarterback that has, since he returned from the injury, the offense has been worse, consistently worse. I still think now, what are we at now? Are we at six starts for were they 9-2? Are we at six or seven starts
for
Davis Mills?
I think it was six games.
So you got six starts for Davis Mills, and you got five from
because they split the Cleveland game.
Yeah. So you got five starts from Tyrod Taylor, and I still think it's hands down the best performance of a quarterback for the Houston Texans was Davis Mills versus the New England Patriots, hands down. And there's zero doubt about it. And so I think there's a more than a strong enough case right now for it to be a no-brainer decision to go with the young quarterback. There's a couple of things here. The level of commitment that David Culley has shown towards a couple of players, Tyrod Taylor being one of them, is beyond my comprehension. Like, I don't understand why – at this point in time, you're so committed to Tyrod Taylor. Don't understand it. And on the same playing field there, I don't understand why it's important to get Nico Collins, Brevin Jordan, those types of players, get them so much run offensively, make them a priority offensively to get to evaluate them and give them opportunity to make plays, but that doesn't hold true for guys like Davis Mills. Like, why is that such a priority with certain players but not all young players? And especially when there's nothing stopping you, there's no reason to justify why you shouldn't make that move at this point in time. So, yeah, Joe, I think it's a no-brainer in this particular situation with the Houston Texans. We should see Davis Mills moving forward at the quarterback position.
Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Hughley Tyler producing this as we're talking here, and I want to hear from some of the people here. Do you feel like it's time? It's time at 2-9 to go ahead and sit down Tyrod Taylor and bring in Davis Mills. Understanding they don't win against the Titans if that switch was made then. I think Tyrod Taylor and his scrambling ability, right, those two touchdowns, they win that game. But, I mean, hell, they're 2-9. Do the wins really matter? Are we to that point yet? Let's go to the phone line, 713-572-4610. And the generally passionate Troy joins us. Go ahead, Troy. What's your thoughts?
It's depression, guys, not passionate anymore.
That's all right.
But the problem, it doesn't matter. It does. Like, the simple answer to it is it doesn't matter, because where it stems at is that Nick Caserio, for one, should have never drafted him if he wasn't planning on playing him. You don't draft a quarterback with such low talent, knowing Deshaun Watson's out of the picture and not playing, because you expect a draft pick next year. You expect it. And you expect multiple draft picks with Deshaun Watson. And with that, you're thinking that you're going to have yourself multiple first-round draft picks where you might be able to hit on a more talented quarterback than what Davis Mills is. Now, if you're going to draft him like the dumbass he is, Nick Caserio, then you play him, because Tyrod Taylor, it doesn't matter. That scrambling touchdown you talked about, who cares? I would have rather them just lost it. I want this team embarrassed. I hate Cal McNair. I hate Jack Easterby. I don't want them to have any success. But if you're going to do it, if you're going to make football decisions, make them smart. Be competent. You don't hire David freaking Coley. I mean, it's not – it's hard.
From you right now,
he's an idiot. You keep – Nick Caserio hired him to say, hey, I'm going to make the decisions. He had to tell Dave Coley that. And if he didn't, he's dumber than what I'm making him out to be. So, yes, you start Davis Mills 0-0. And you tell the rest of the team, shut up. You suck. Get over it. We're playing it for the future. And you know what? Maybe I'm a little cutthroat, but all I know is Nick Caserio sucks, David Coley sucks, the Texans suck, and, you know, I hope the freaking Colts beat them this week.
You don't mean that, Troy, and I appreciate your call. Troy's just hurt. That's just hurt, man. Troy's going to be rooting like hell for the Texans. He's hurt right there, Troy, and that's okay, man. Somebody give Troy a hug and a
stop being a dumpster fire.
And a drink.
Stop being a dumpster fire, man.
He's hurt.
I'm not going to co-sign all the name calling, but I will co-sign the you should have never done it if and when you did, then you play it, right? I mean, I agree wholeheartedly that taking a quarterback with your most premium pick, especially now, we need to circle back to this because especially now, like, that pick of Davis Mills looks even worse because you've seen what they've been able to do with the picks they did make. Nico Collins
in the third round
is playing.
They moved up to get.
Yeah, Nico Collins is playing. Brevin Jordan is playing. Roy Lowe. The only guy that they drafted that's not playing, I mean, other than the subject matter here, I mean, is the kid, the Garrett Wallow kid.
And he's playing special teams.
He's a special. That's who he is. That's who they drafted, right? I mean, he's a backup linebacker. It's a special teams. He's doing what they drafted him to do. I mean, so you're talking about their most premium pick in a year when they had five. And the other four are doing exactly what you drafted them to do, if not exceeding expectations, Roy Lopez and Nico Collins. I mean, and you're sitting here with Davis Mills going, nah, we're going to commit to Rod Taylor. So I agree. You should have never done it. And if you are going to do it, you got to commit to him at some point in time. And now's the time.
No, it is. It is. All right. Listen, as Tyler is taking us back to Motown Philly.
Well, right there. My boy Melvin Taylor at Robert E. Lee High School.
I hate to do this. I'm just the messenger. There's going to be more that is going to really irritate the hell out of you. And I think it's really going to get to Clint Sterner.
Hold on, Phil.
Can't wait to read this coming up next. Yeah, like I loved you before.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.